Kilo 4, radio mic, Echo Link, radio check.
Radio mic, this is Kilo 4, Oscar India mic in Inman. You are well in the repeater. Complete quieting and what a signal.
Okay, Mr. Walt, appreciate it. This is Fred. I was just showing a friend Echo Link. I appreciate you coming back to me. You have a good evening, sir. Hope to hear you later tonight on the net. K4RM, Fred on Echo Link, I'll be clear.
Peter India Mike, I'll be on the net. Good talking to you, Fred, I'll be clear.
And monitoring.
Afternoon, KG4 PFI.
KG4 PFI, KN4RGN, name's John. How are we doing this evening?
Well, we're just staying in the house. This is Don on this end. I guess we're abiding by what the governor said because I don't want to catch that stuff.
Roger that. I just did not have it either. I'm going to be calling the net here in about 25 minutes, and I'm not worried about coronavirus. I'm worried about pollen. is what's getting to me.
Every time I go out of the house, my nose is starting itching and sneezing and carrying on, but I guess that's just part of the way the nature is. If we had control over it, we'd have it messed up worse than it is.
Roger that. It's hard not to touch your face when your nose is running, your eyes are watering, and everything on your body itches.
It's always something, isn't it? You still working, or what are you doing?
I'm retired, so this staying in the house thing is kind of normal for me. I don't get out much anyway, but except to go to the store and get beer and cigars, which I did manage to stock up on.
Or two. Been retired since 98, I guess it was. But I guess you're probably as old as I am, or I'm older than you are. I don't know. But it's just one of them things. The older we get, the less we do.
I'm actually retired twice. I retired the first time in 94, and then the second time in about, I guess it was about 03, 05, somewhere around in there.
Retired from a plant where I was a maintenance supervisor. So after about 33 years of it, I got tired of it and told my wife, I said, this is it. I'm giving it up. Prior to that, I was in the Air Force, so I guess I had my string of good luck, I guess. Made it through it all. But I don't have any complaints.
I did that. I was about 20 years in the Army and then about 20 years teaching high school, and finally got tired of doing all that and said, take with it. Now I sit here in my radio shack and talk to people.
Yeah, I know that. KG4 PFI for ID. Yeah, I used to talk a lot on the radio, but here lately I've been in and out of the hospital. There had some operations, and sort of let my radio just kind of go dormant there for a while, and hadn't talked a whole lot on it. I started calling the net years ago, and I called that and had the swap net, and I talked to Gary, KI4DOS, I talked him into taking it over, and he does a real good job at it too there.
I call that net on Friday nights here in about 20 minutes or so. You're more than welcome to chime in there. And from the sound of your voice, I suspect you're just a wee bit older than I am. I'm only about 65.
Yeah, a wee bit. I turn 80 this year in November.
Kid.
That's what I thought when I, you know, one time I went down to Commerce, Georgia, and I was sitting on a bench outside of a store there waiting on my wife to do some shopping, and there was an old gentleman came up and sat down beside of me, and I was talking to him, and he was in his 90s, and he says, my wife's inside, she's doing the shopping, and she's old as I am. She said she's 92, I believe he said, and I was sitting there, I think at that time I was about 75, and I thought, my goodness, I thought I was getting old.
Just a kid compared to him.
Yes, sir. Oh, well, that's just the way life goes, I guess. Well, I got some of my wife's hollering at me in there. I'm going to go see what she wants. We just had our wedding anniversary. We've been married 60 years, so we met in the first grade in 1947. And I chased her till she caught me, so I guess I better go find out what she wants there. Enjoyed talking with you. KG4PFI.
Well, happy anniversary to you, sir. You have a good one. Come on back in about 20 minutes and join the net. 73's to you. KN4RJN, I'm clear.
KN4RJN. KN4BWA.
Neighborhood. How you doing, Steve?
Not too bad, John. You're a little bit scratchy on there, bud. Might want to kind of check things over real good, but you got a little bit of static in there, but you sound good otherwise.
Well, it could be atmospheric and it could be the pollen. My voice is a little bit scratchy from all the pine tree pollen and other stuff that's blown up.
Is. Hey, did that old boy give his first name?
But my short-term memory ain't what it used to be, so I've forgotten it. I think he might have said Don. I don't remember now.
Yeah, you recall his call sign?
Seems like it was PFI was the end of it. I'm not sure. KN4RJN.
KG2BFG. KG4PFI, I think. If that was done, which I think it was. I haven't heard him in a long time. He's kind of been poorly lately.
He was in the hospital for a while, had some issues, and hadn't been on the radio in a while. But apparently he's back now.
I'll try to find you his call sign.
I'm back.
Was the suffix. Like I said, my short-term memory ain't what it used to be.
Is KG4PFI. Yeah, good old Don.
T.F.
In here now. I had to go in and see what my wife wanted there. Yeah, I'm in Piedmont, KG4PFI, and I heard you fellas talking. I couldn't get back to the radio, but that's my call sign is Kilo Golf 4 Papa Foxtrot India. My name is Don, Delta Oscar November.
Once again, Don, happy anniversary to you.
When? I haven't seen you or talked to you in quite a while. Actually, I was over there. We've met. You sold me a couple of radios and things.
that, but if you say so. After I've been in the hospital in and out for the past year there, I've had about 3 different operations there, and so I think I'm going to live. My wife says I'm too ornery to pass away.
Al was asking me about you. You remember Al, KI4MLN. He said, yeah, I don't know what's happened to Don. Haven't heard him on the radio. Heard he was, you know, possibly not always the best of health. So hopefully things are better now.
I think I'm going to be all right. You know, the older you get, the more things. It's like an old car. Every time you turn around, something's going wrong with it. I guess the older I get, more things happen to you, but I try to keep myself. I appreciate you coming back to me, and I didn't know I was missed there, to tell you the truth. But I'm friends with Ray up there in Trapper's Rest, and Gary, KI4DOS, and a number of the other ones that I can't remember their call signs right off the top of my head, but I don't know. That is mine scratching like everybody else is there. It might be the repeater itself or the antenna up on the tower up there.
The white noise in the background for everybody, I think. The you know, I guess the feed line starts blowing in the wind or whatever it is. No, I don't think we've, it's been, I think, 3 or 4 years. You sold me an ICOM V8000, and I think you threw in some little Bearcat scanner you had. You know, a couple other things, too. But, yeah, you know, we haven't met or talked in quite a long time.
Well, I'm talking on a V8000 right now, but I've got a 706 MKG2 that I normally talk on, but it's not plugged in line right now. Well, let me get out of the way. There's other gentlemen in there talking, and I don't want to hog up the frequency here, but good evening to you in 73s, and I'm going to motivate myself in there to the refrigerator and find out what I can. I think I got some orange juice in there. I'm going to go out and get me a glass of it. So, good evening to everybody listening, KG4PFI.
Take care. KD2BNG, 73s, you be well.
PFI, KN4RGN. Come on back in about 11 minutes and hop in on the net to join us.
I know I've talked to you before. I'm sorry. Go ahead. KD2BNG.
4RJN, John. Yeah, Steve was in there a moment ago. KN4 UVA. Are you still in there, Steve?
WA. Yeah, I'm still here, but y'all go ahead and carry on. I'll wait for the net to pop up, John.
Buddy, I know your call sign. I just... Well, you know how it is. Anyway, UBG, you still in there?
Yeah, I guess I'll talk to the net in 10 or 12 minutes. I don't know who's running the net right now. Let's see, it's Friday. Who would that? Friday usually, WRW usually ran it, but he's overextended. I don't know who's running it tonight.
Me.
Good. So, I suppose we'll wait till then. Well, we got, 12 minutes.
And be sure and stick around for my Friday night tidbit.
Friday night tidbit. What WRW used to do the, this date on whatever, this date in tech history, which I always used to enjoy. But, yeah, you need some more part-time net operators on that net, because everyone else is busy.
Well, I can't quite replicate what Robert used to do, but I do like to pick out little bits and pieces of science or whatever's going on and do my little Friday night tidbit, so be sure and hang around for that. It's about bubbles popping.
Okay, well, Yeah, maybe I'll hang around till then. Let me go, I had something cooking, I thought, or I was about to, I'll be back in like 10 minutes then, and I'll talk to you then. KN4RJN, KD2BG.
Okay, buddy. You take care. 73's to you. I'm clear. KN4RJN.